Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Jasper, Alberta. You know, the amazing time that we're having here last week with the Pride celebration. Again, you can go to jasper.jbonair.com. That's where we've got all the fun stuff. And so the exhilaration and the adrenaline rush continues, you know, with me squealing like a girl down the mountains not too long ago. I was on a skidoo. I didn't ski it. The pictures will tell you otherwise. But I'm with Alicia here, and we're about to take my life into... Okay, we're going to go into... Is it an ice canyon? What do you call this?
It's the Maligne Canyon.
Okay.
And the Maligne Canyon is connected to a cave system in the valley. And so what happens is we get these beautiful ice formations that come down on the canyon walls from seepage or trickles that are coming out from that cave system.
Now it sounds, and I've seen some of the pictures on your website, and it looks like it's a Disney movie set. Like, do you know what, has anybody ever said that before?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a very magical, mystical winter wonderland in there, and there's really not a bad day to get in the canyon. Mm-hmm. So whether the sun is shining or the clouds are all socked in, you get into the canyon, you hike up that river bottom once you're through the safety barrier and into the base of those ice falls, and once you're in behind that ice curtain, it's like a whole other world.
And right now, you know, we've got, the sun is kind of, you know, is it hazy? I don't know what you call this, but yeah, so the sun's not beating down on us, and you're saying that it's almost like silent in there when we go in, is that right?
It's very silent, yes. Compared to the summer, where there's a raging river, a torrent, you know, charging through the bottom, where we're going to be walking today, it's very still and peaceful and quiet, and really the only water you hear is that little trickle of those little droplets coming down the rock.
So is this more of a hike then?
I would definitely say yes, it's a hike.
Okay.
We're out for an hour and a half to 2 hours, uneven terrain, snow, ice, mud, rock. So definitely hiking, but not to the top of Mount Everest or anything crazy.
Okay, so it's not a ski hill. No, those we did that the other day. So I'm a little bit nervous, I'm not going to lie. And you were telling me that I'm going to have an opportunity to, like, go into one of these formations. Do I even want to? Okay, go ahead.
Well, okay, so the largest icefall in the canyon is the Queen of Maligne. It's 90 feet tall. And what happens is the ice cascades down the rock wall, and there's a little undercrop or overhang, however you look at it, and where the ice comes down over that, we've got an opening and we can actually go in behind that ice fall where the curtain of ice is down in front of us.
But you said it's kind of a small space, so I'm going to be wedged in there.
No, not wedged
no.
in.
Okay.
No, like we're not squeezing or wormholing through.
Okay.
We definitely stay standing up. We can fit, I've fit back there at least 12 people at a time. And
so we can have a cocktail party.
We could have a cocktail party.
Oh, tell me, you were mentioning something like margarita slush. You know, we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to go in there now, and we'll join you again in about 15 minutes' time, hopefully, God willing, right? We'll be back there. Jasper.jbonair.com with Alicia from Sundog, right?
From Sundog Tourism and Jasper Adventure Center.
And we're going to talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Back to the music right now on Top of the Charts and The Open Road live from Jasper.